Don't touch that dial. Listen to
this morning in the Bumstead home at 127 Shady Lane Avenue. And this morning, there's no tantalizing smell of coffee perking or bacon sizzling in the pan. This week, Blondie's away. Dagwood is wistfully looking at a snapshot of her that she's just received in the mail.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning.
Oh, is that a picture of Mother?
Cookie. It's a snapshot she sent us. You can look at it while you're having your breakfast, huh?
Who's the man in the picture?
Oh, his name is Henry Anderson, and he lives next door to Grandma.
Oh, he's the one Mom says they call Handsome Hank.
Well, I don't think he's very handsome.
Oh, boy, I do.
You do, huh? Look at that head. Every time I see it, I want to stick my finger in his ear and go bowling. Look at it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut him right out of the snapshot right now.
Wait, Pop, there's some written on the back of it.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, it says, Dear Dagwood, the scissors are in the silverware drawer. Love, Blondie. Ha-ha, children. You both ought to thank me for picking such a smart woman to be your mother.
God, you sure miss her a lot.
Of course. Well, your Pop's not doing too bad around the house. What did you think of the way I made the beds this morning?
Well, the beds were very, I'll say they were.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah. They had more lumps than my mashed potatoes did.
The toast just popped up.
Oh, yeah. Just a minute. Oh, doggone it. One slice is stuck down in this thing there. Hey, get the man out. I'll get it out.
Don't use your fingers, Pop. Use a fork.
Oh, now, you don't have to tell me how to get it. My favorite finger.
Put your finger in the fryer like Mother always does.
Well, no, not with food costing the way it does. Right now, fingers are cheaper than butter.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Uncle Herbie.
Did you rehearse that?
Oh, yeah.
Harriet sent me over with these hot muffins, Gloria.
Wow.
Hey, well, where's the marmalade?
Hey, where'd I get the napkin off the basket? Look out.
Hey, pass the butter, please.
Wait a minute. Who put the marmalade on my thumb?
What? Oh, excuse me, Herbie.
Eat a
slaw, Herb. Yeah. Look, Woodley, now please don't feel like that you and Harriet have to bring food over to us. It's only a matter of life and death.
You're getting tired of cooking, huh?
Yeah, and I've run up an awful grocery bill. Blondie was worried about her food budget when she left, but I've set her back 3 weeks in 3 days. Seems to me an intelligent man could figure a way out of this jam.
For sure. But what's that got to do with you?
Woodley, I dare you to say that when I'm not eating.
How could I? You're always eating.
Anybody get in on it?
Oh, sure, get right in.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Dizzy.
Oh, hi, good morning, all you people. Mm-hmm. Dagwood, I brought you a nice devil's food cake.
Yeah? Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute, don't worry. I didn't bake it myself.
Gee, thanks a lot, then.
Oh, boy, yeah. Oh, my goodness, look at the clock. Isn't it time for cookie and Alexander to leave for school?
Oh, gee, where's my coat?
Now, wait a minute, honey, here it is. Yeah. Here, let me fix your collar for you.
Oh, I can't find my keys.
Oh, here it is, Alexander, here. Now, let me straighten out your propeller.
Yeah, I got the door open.
Oh, yeah, go now, Pop. Yeah, we'll see you tonight.
Yeah, well, goodbye, cookie. Goodbye, Alexander.
Bye.
Well, like father, like son.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time do you have to be at the office?
What office is that?
Oh, yeah, I gotta get going myself. I'll be late. Get the door.
Okay, I'll get the door open. But when you go shooting out, don't you dare kiss me.
Now, wait a minute, Dad. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Ronnie wanted me to make sure you were getting plenty of vitamin D. You know, the sunshine vitamins.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I've been taking thousands of the sunshine vitamins. In fact, I've had so many, my stomach has started rising in the east and setting in the west. Come on! Well, good morning, J.C.
What are you panting for?
Yeah?
Did you just pass Dr. Smith's red-headed nurse?
What?
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry I'm a little late, J.C.
That's perfectly all right, Edward.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take it out of your pay.
If you get it, do I look like the kind of a man who can be treated this way?
Yes, you look awful.
Yes.
Did you sleep in that suit?
No, certainly not. But I think Daisy and the pups did, though. Oh, look. I found this soup bone in my pocket. Isn't that cute? Look at that.
Bumstead, you're disgusting.
Huh?
Now, look at me. You don't see me with a wrinkled suit or buttons off my shirt. Mm. I look smart, handsome, well-groomed. Step aside, I can't see the mirror.
Yeah?
Gad, Tithers, you're a temptation to any woman.
Well, you know, when Blondie isn't around, I don't seem to care how I look. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Have you ever been in love, Mr. Diddy?
Continually. Mm. Why, of course I've been in love.
Yeah, I mean with somebody besides yourself.
Well. No, not that tackle. Sounds just like the mating call of a Plymouth Rock.
What are you doing, laying a cornerstone? Yeah, I wish I could lay a few eggs, Mr. Geddes. Eggs are the only thing I can cook very well. And I think chickens are pretty lucky to be able to get... chickens. If we only had about a dozen chickens, I could solve the food problem.
Oh, murder.
Huh? Why couldn't I raise chickens?
Because the chickens are smarter than you.
Now, don't try to discourage me, J.C. I'm going to grow my own food. And I'm going to raise chickens if I have to sit on the egg myself.
Yeah, here he is.
Oh, hello, Harry.
Hello, Fuzzhead.
Look, I just finished cleaning up the kitchen for Dagwood. Aren't I one of the nice persons you know? How are you boys doing out there?
Yeah, okay, but building a chicken coop is hard work, if anybody should ask.
Well, I doubt if anybody will, but if anybody does, I'll tell them this
is easy. Yeah. Listen, stupid baby.
Oh, Herbert, now you stop
sweet talking. Dagwood wants to know how Alexander and Cookie are making out with the housework.
Oh, Herbert, those poor kids work so hard. And when they're finished, the house looks worse than it did before they start. Sometimes I think...
Now, Harriet, I want you to stop trying to think.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. But it's so hard not to think at all. A hardy day goes by that I don't think of something.
I know. Yeah, but you should be more like me, a creature of action. I don't think I do.
What'd you say, Harry?
I said, I don't think I do.
I don't think you do either.
There. Well, Bumstead, you've got yourself a chicken coop, almost. Yeah. I saved the last nail for you to drop.
Oh, thanks, Herb.
Chicken
house looks well, dear. Oh, it's cheap. Are we going to drive over and buy the chickens now, Pop?
No, that's right, kid.
Oh, gee, this'll be neat.
Yeah, it won't take very long, and there's not much to see, but, hey, that looks like Mrs. Bub Orpington's big long limousine coming this way. Hey, now, stay in the car, children, and I'll be right back. Hey, Mrs. Bub Orpington!
But this morning I was out on the bat. Oh, I'm still not sure my headphones played.
Mrs. Bub Orpington, you were out on a bat?
Yes. I tipped over my nephew's baseball bat and was out cold for 10 minutes.
Oh,
but enough of that. How are you, dear boy?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Oh, you look very good to me. So strong, so handsome, so Gary Coopery.
Yeah. I do. At the moment, I feel more chicken coopery.
Oh, dear, you're so funny. did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Are you through now? I understand Mrs. Bumstead has left you temporarily.
Yeah, she'd away for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you know the old saying. Mm. All the cats away, the mice will play. Tell me, dear boy, are you a man or a mole?
Well, right now I'm sort of a housewife. Incidentally, Mrs. Buff Orpington, there's a question about chickens that maybe you can answer.
Well, yes, I can. My friends consider me very clever.
Well, here you go. Now, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, well, my late husband, Mr. Buff Orpington, the man who invented the chicken, you know, he always used to say, obviously the egg came first. The chicken is just an egg's way of making more eggs. My own author.
And so the baby bear said to the big bear,
The middle-sized bear, the middle-sized big bear said to the little-sized little bear.
Well, I put himself to sleep again, Cookie. I know. He's never finished that story yet.
I'm sure he's knocked himself out today.
I wonder if we could carry him in and put him to bed without waking him up.
Sure. You carry him and I'll turn down the covers.
No, he's too heavy. Well, I won't be able to carry him for another year.
Where am I? Oh, yes. Who's been sleeping in my bed?
And then the little bear said,
"Why, somebody must be sleeping in my bed."
Oh, aren't you kids asleep yet?
No, but don't mind us, Pop. You go right back to sleep.
Nah, I wasn't sleeping. I was just resting my eyes a little bit.
Daddy, do you always snore when you rest your eyes?
No.
You know something?
What?
It's kind of lonesome around here at night without Mom.
Mm. Awful. When we can't go to sleep, Mommy always sings to us.
Yeah, I know she does. But don't forget what happened the last time I sang to you, Cookie. Mr. Gibson thought Daisy's tail was caught in the screen door again. I'll have to go downstairs and answer the back door, kid. That's probably Mr. Horton, the chicken man. But I'll come back and touch you in later. Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Bob. Yeah, all right. I'm coming, Jesse. Better get him. Stop that ringing.
That's better. Oh, hello, Mr. Horton. Come in.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Bumpshead. I filled your order just as the clerk gave it to me. Mm-hmm. But you ought to know
about... Yeah. Oh, boy, is Blondie going to be surprised when she first looks in that hen house.
Yep. I'd be surprised myself.
Yeah. You see, this time tomorrow night, I'll have a dozen eggs laid by my very own chicken.
Mr. Bumstead, you ain't expecting every one of them 12 hens to lay you an egg apiece every day.
Well, that's what I bought them for.
Then I think you better take this little package.
What is it?
A little rooster booster. I call it Horton Extra Exhilarating Egg Eggerotter for Exhausted Hens.
I need these.
No, you won't need him, but one of them hens is going to have to put her shoulder to the wheel.
Holy smoke,
Mrs. Huh? And what's the matter, Helen?
Listen, you keep going.
Well, Brewster!
There we are! Husband, for you pointed it in!
Well, so long, my little fine-feathered friend. Farewell. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Don't feel bad, Daddy.
See, the neighbors say the roosters must go, and Mr. Horton won't take the roosters back without the hens and the feed and the rest of the stuff I bought from him yesterday, so that's the end of our chicken raising.
Gee, Mom will never get a seal.
Well, maybe it's just as well. Anyway, we can tell her about it when she phones us long distance tonight.
Can I talk to her? Can I talk to her, Jim?
Sure, both of you can. Might as well load the pork into these crates here.
Dagwood, hold everything.
Why? What happened? Did the neighbors change their mind?
Yeah, Dagwood. Did you notice a very well-dressed woman about middle age when you were at Horton's chicken store yesterday?
Oh, yeah, she walked in with the cape on. Yeah, I was standing right next to her at the feed bin.
Dagwood, that was Mrs. Wellington Chumley. Mm. Her father sprang from a long line of English peers.
Yeah? Well, one of my uncles jumped from a long line of Brooklyn docks.
Oh, no.
What's all the excitement about, Uncle Hearn?
Well, it's about this woman.
Yeah, she was practically dripping with diamonds.
Yeah, and apparently she dripped one of them right into a bin of chicken feed.
Hey, imagine that.
It's worth a fortune.
And that's not chicken feed. Hey, that's
good. I see it runs in the family.
Now, wait a minute, Woodland. Now, well, wait just a minute. Do you mean that she dropped a diamond into the feed and I bought the feed?
It took you a long time, but that's the idea.
Oh, boy. Ha-ha! So that's why Mr. Horton insisted on getting back everything I bought from him.
A diamond in the chicken feed.
Yeah, but what does it look like,
Woodland? Well, it's a star-shaped diamond earring, and there's a reward for it.
Well, come on, Woodland, let's get busy. I'm going to find that diamond even if I have to eat this chicken feed myself. Come on. No use, Herb. I've had my nose in chicken feed, so I'm ready to cackle. The earring just isn't there.
Well, if it ever was here, it's inside a chicken by now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, there's nothing to do but kill the chickens, I guess.
Yeah, there's nothing to do but kill the chickens. Yeah, well, all there is to do, I guess. Say, Herbie, will you...
I think I'll go home now. I just remembered Harriet wanted me to fluff up our pillows. I'll see you later.
Look, Alexander, would you mind helping...
I'll be back in a little while, Pop. I just remembered Sylvia gets the wire to see me while something important.
Me too, Daddy. Bye.
Yeah, hey, don't everybody go. Hey, come back here, you coward! A fine two-fisted he-man I turned out to be. A little too chicken-hearted to kill a chicken, even. Yeah. And no cracked out of you either. Ah, your father's tail feathers.
I see you haven't killed a single chicken yet.
Yeah, well, I just can't kill a chicken, Herbie.
Oh, me too. I wish my brother lived in this neighborhood. He's a doctor, you know. Yeah. He might be willing to do a little fowl surgery.
Yeah. Oh, Herb. You know, he doesn't live too far. Hey, let's take the chickens over there and visit him.
No, David charged too much.
Yeah, well, there's another dud. I've been pulling ideas out of the air for hours, and I keep drawing perfect blanks.
Oh, Herbert.
Yeah, here's the one I drew.
Say, Herbert, I've been thinking. Your brother Dave has to sign this thing called a fluoroscope. And one day the nurse was standing.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, that's it.
Yeah, the fluoroscope.
Harriet, I love you. Lean over here, honey.
Oh, my Herbert, you kissed me right on the forehead. Oh, my. I feel just like we've been on a second honeymoon.
Oh, Harriet, please.
It's us, but it is. Well, how are the little bumblers?
We're fine, Uncle Julius.
Yeah, even if we are kind of lonely.
Hey, Harriet, what that you were telling me over the phone about Dagwood and Herb going over to Dr. Dave?
To hold the chickens up to the floor, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're trying to search the chickens for the diamond ring. It was my idea they got after they talked to me.
Why, really? Harriet, you mean you suggest...
Oh, my goodness, no. I'm not smart enough.
You're the only woman I ever knew who's smart enough to admit she isn't smart.
Oh, well, it was for Herbert's sake. You see, he's very cynical, and he needs something solid and dependable to believe in. Like my stupidity. And for... Mommy
turned the
telephone to
long distance. Yes, I know. That's how we dropped over.
Yeah, we wanted to say hello to her, too.
Yes. Hello, family and friends.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Well, you do sound cheerful, huh?
Yeah, hey, we found a diamond.
Hey, Harriet, that was a brilliant idea I had about the fluoroscope.
Who had?
Well, Dagwood and I had.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah, well, we divided the reward, and now the food budget is in wonderful shape again. And Mr. Horton took the chickens back, and
never mind all that, Dagwood.
Well, did you really see the diamonds in sparks,
though? Oh, we sure did. Dagwood held the first chicken up.
Yeah, and there was a diamond there.
Marvelous. Daddy,
is
it a boy chicken or a girl chicken?
Oh, well, a boy chicken, I guess, honey. Yeah.
Gee, which one?
The silly looking one with the bow tie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Bumstead, you swallowed that diamond?
It what?
You must have been awful hungry.
Yeah.
A diamond is such rich food.
Oh. Well, I didn't need it. You see, Herb saw the diamond the minute I held it chicken up to the fluoroscope. It was in the cup of my shirt sleeve all the time. Everybody, when the phone rings, I want you all to be very quiet. After all, I haven't spoken to Blondie the whole time she's been away.
Oh, there it is.
Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Bumstead.
What a change in the paper.
Hello, Blondie, dear.
I want to talk to Mommy.
Just a second, Blondie. Here's Cookie.
Hello, Mommy. I miss you very much. And Aunt Cora bought me a beautiful new doll.
Let me talk to her.
Yeah. Hey, Blondie?
I bought Cookie the doll because it looked just like you.
Yes, he
did. Oh, wait a minute, Blondie. Alexander's going crazy.
Yeah. Thanks, Aunt Cora. Hello, Mom?
Yeah, but wait a minute. When do I get to talk to her, huh?
Well, I'm being a good boy, Mom. And Cookie and I are taking good care of Dad for you, just like you said.
Hello, Blondie.
Yeah.
This is her.
Yeah, wait a minute. She called me up.
Buddy. Yeah, we're all just well, honey.
Yeah, give me that telephone, would
you? Oh, no, you don't. Selfish.
Oh, Mr. Dillon.
Hi, Max. Blondie, it's Billy speaking. Yeah. Oh, Dad was wasting away to a shadow. Mm-hmm. He's lost nearly an ounce.
For the rest of you can, I can. Blondie? It's very dear. Oh, I'm just fine. And Herbie's fine.
Yeah,
oh, wait a second,
huh?
Yeah. Here's the one who misses you most of all.
Yeah, well, it's about time.
Not you, Dagwood. Daisy.
Yeah. Daisy. Daisy, get Daisy away from the phone. Get out of here, Daisy. That's my turn. Hello. Hello, Doc. Hello, hello. Who is this? The operator. What do you mean the 3 minutes are up?
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.